Richard Lindzen is arguably the world's most distinguished climate scientist. He's professor of meteorology at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He's been a lead author of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports that the Gillard government says it relies on. In fact, even Climate Commissioner Tim Flannery, our leading alarmist, recommends him. Professor Richard Lindzen of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, you said he's reputable, isn't he?
He's one who comes to mind.
Professor Lindzen, thanks for joining us from Paris. Now, our government says we must have a carbon dioxide tax to help stop global warming, which it says is damaging Australia already. Can we start with some basics? First, how much is the planet actually warming?
Well, over the century, or maybe 150 years, it may be somewhere between a half and three quarters of a degree centigrade. I don't know what it is locally in Australia. Since 1995, there hasn't been much warming, certainly not that can be distinguished from noise.
Is that warming lower than what the climate alarmists have been telling us to expect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have a constant game going on. You know, the IPCC once said that they thought it probable that man's emissions had accounted for most of the warming over the last 50 years. A more correct statement might have been that according to current models, man has accounted for between two and five times the warming we've seen in the last 50 years, and the models have canceled the difference by arbitrary adjustments, and they call them aerosols, but they vary from model to model, and they're just fudge factors.
Now, if we've seen a rise in carbon dioxide emissions, as we have, a very big rise in this last decade or more, but no real warming, what does that say about global warming theory?
What it says is that, and it, you know, it doesn't uniquely say anything. It says there are certainly other things going on that are just as big. These things like El Nino, Pacific Decadal Oscillation, are giving you as much variability as whatever man is doing, and because of that, you can't even tell if man is doing anything.
Can I ask you, if we do get further warming caused by man, would that warming be good for us or bad?
That's always hard to tell. I mean, you know, it'll be good for some people, a little worse for others. It'll be completely within the range of what human beings have shown they're capable of adapting to and even prospering under.
What effect would a carbon dioxide tax in Australia, the aim is to cut our emissions by 5% by 2020, what effect would that have on the world's temperature?
I don't think anyone could possibly detect it, even with future technology. It would be nothing for all practical purposes, and it would be nothing if the whole world did the same.